If the latest poll is believable, nearly 9 out of 10 Floridians, 88%, are prepared to vote yes on the Medical Marijuana Amendment 2 in November. Reporter Rick Stone has more on the new survey.
Quinnipiac pollsters in Florida surveyed 1,251 registered voters on the medical marijuana question. The result? Overwhelming support. Voters under 30 were the most enthusiastic, with 95% in favor. Voters over 65 were the least supportive. But even there, the yeses were 83% of the total. Quinnipiac pollster Peter Brown said medical marijuana has taken hold all over the demographic map.
Democrats, Republicans, men, women, young people, old people. Blacks, whites, Hispanics.
Passage of the amendment, which would legalize marijuana as a therapy for certain conditions, will require the approval of 60% of the voters. The unusually lopsided approval rating drew some skepticism, some of it from the medical marijuana campaign itself. Ben Pallera is the campaign manager at United for Care.
I think the reality is that the number is closer to 70.
The poll question was about the basic concept of medical marijuana with doctors' prescriptions, not the proposal that voters will see. Medical marijuana opponents found that suspicious. Kristen Bridges is a spokeswoman for the No on Two campaign.
This poll continues to be a complete outlier in support of medical marijuana because it asks a question that won't be on the ballot. To be clear, Amendment 2 does not require a doctor's prescription.
Pallera said that's because marijuana would remain illegal under federal law, so prescribing it would not be allowed. But patients would need a doctor's written certification to get it. One more poll finding. To the question, do you favor full legalization of marijuana for recreational use? 55% of Floridians said yes. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Former State Senator Nan Rich, the Broward-based Democratic candidate for governor, told Miami Herald editors on Monday that she's hoping women and independent voters will come through for her in her primary campaign against Charlie Crist. Independents slightly outnumber Republicans in Florida, and Rich said women are looking for solutions that neither Governor Rick Scott nor Crist is offering. Rich said Crist has been wrong on a number of social issues, including full rights for gays and lesbians.
He has changed his opinion on this, as he has on many other things, but for 7 years that I ran the gay adoption bill, he was against gay adoption, and now he's for it, and now he's okay. And marriage equality, he made quite a big statement about signing the petition, the constitutional amendment petition, to ban marriage equality.
Despite a 2-year campaign, Rich is well behind Crist in the polls. She says the former governor, whom she calls a Democrat light, is still refusing to debate her. From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.